4HKX Mobile.
KFW Mobile. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday.
And other than the weatherman lied.
What did they lie about this time?
Fame was going to get here around 12 or whatever, but I see it's already misting.
It's misting up here also.
Plans today?
Really? Just to run my normal Tuesday route and see what happens.
You're right.
Yep. Lately, that's all it's been. Ain't had no deals in the background working. Got anything going on?
Really special. And then everything's pretty quiet there at work. We got a shutdown coming up in May, but that's pretty far off still.
Wait to the day before to start getting things in there.
I think all I really got to do is reconcile my credit card today.
W4JT. Mobile. Good morning, fellas.
Matthew, KO4HGX.
BN4TFW.
Happy morning before the rain, I guess. Looks like that's going to happen today.
Here in Greer.
Weather coming our way. Who knows if anything severe will pop out of it, but hopefully not. Just a little bit of rain and move on.
Weather. It's supposed to rain 70% chance today, tomorrow, and 50% chance Thursday, I believe it was.
And you have your raincoat with you? It could be tough if it's coming down.
I keep at least one around.
Kind of mood down or anything, but I was doing taxes yesterday, and I still got to work on it a little bit more today. Hopefully put that behind me. And work on my daughter's closet a little bit. I've been trying to redo her closet for her. So I'll be indoors. I guess that's the bright side.
Good luck with your taxes. And staying inside today looks like might be a good idea.
A bunch of inside work for work today.
I think that's definitely a good call, no doubt. Somehow working on the closet is going to be a whole lot more fun than you wouldn't believe what they did down here at Highway 11 and New Hope Road. Oh my gosh. This has been a bad intersection down here. I don't know if you guys know that. They just put these things that stick up out of the road along Highway 11 to prevent people from passing, it looks like. But I see those becoming a challenge over time.
Like a slalom course, right?
That's what I see happening. Exactly what I was thinking. I knew something was going to happen. I knew they didn't want to stop traffic down there because it's the bottom of a hill. But I kind of thought they would have put a flashing yellow light or a red light, you know, not a stop, but I mean a yellow on one side, red on the other. But I guess I was wrong.
And they'll put a roundabout in.
Disaster over here.
Truth, too. People have no clue.
If you grew up and they were already, you know, they were there and that's the way you did it, it's one thing. But, man, you just throw one in here in the middle out of nowhere and you ain't never seen one. I know Susan gets intimidated by them.
My seat with them is you got to have a little bit of courtesy and sometimes you got to slow your tempo down so somebody can roll in front of you. You know, called common courtesy, and people don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I ain't seeing that happen.
Courtesy in this world anymore. 84 highways. Come on, fellas.
Leon, KO4HGX. Yeah, it went the way of common sense.
Morning, Leon, KM4GFW.
Coffee, sorry. Good morning, Leon. How you doing this morning? Hope it's a good one.
The guy got in my bumper and just wanted to ride my butt. My bumper's what I said. like it's nothing. And I just slowed down real slow and feigned left, like I was going to turn left, and he went past me, and I just pulled right back in behind him and kept the same old pace. Not letting these people ruin my day.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
KD4IOX.
Morning, WW4JET.
Buddy, hope y'all doing all right on this fine Tuesday morning. I don't know, it looks like it's supposed to be raining today, who knows?
Editing career, a little bit.
Sorry, I double with you, Patrick.
And it was misting up here a little bit.
Yeah, same in Greer.
Top of the hill, coming down 25, it's dry, so I guess I'm on into some more.
Come over the weekend at work, we had some barrels of product, the pallets broke and they fell down. None of them got a hole in them, but I mean, it was 30 barrels went everywhere and smashed down on the ground, all dented up. Took a while to get them, you know, all back on pallets.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty rough first day back at work. See all that when you come in.
Get any good quality pallets anymore, and they try to do like they do in 2x4s, make them smaller and smaller, and the wood is thinner and thinner, and it just won't hold up.
Plastic pallets.
To be using, you know, the hardwood pallets.
Gone. No surprise that they're getting cheaper and cheaper. Nobody wants to put the money into the good lumber.
4x4 pallets, like almost $22-23.
So work for it. They're doing their end of year inventory. I mean, for I guess the fiscal year, or whatever. And they had to account. They had so many pallets they were missing. They had to find the pallets.
To get much more expensive, it's going to be cheaper to just go with the plastic ones.
One of the companies I haul for, they were using these nice, sturdy metal crates that they had made stuff for. And they went into cardboard boxes, and the cardboard boxes keep collapsing under weight. Stuff falls everywhere. And it's like, oh my gosh.
Take those four drums to a pallet, and then they stack them four high.
Drums together?
Ended together when we ship them.
Glad I just hauled plastic car parts. They're light. They fall over, they don't hurt anything.
Just jump on in here.
Somebody getting hurt when one of those pallets gives way before they start fixing them.
You're right about that.
Station you go into, that's the deciding factor right there. It's all fun and games.
Suppose you got an OSHA recordable and all that. Nothing really to do with the injury.
Right, we got the, you know, so many days working safe report, even though that guy lost his life. That didn't count since he was a contractor.
An example in aviation was that value jet crash years and years ago in South Florida. There is never a requirement to have smoke detection or fire protection in cargo compartments in aircraft. And after that, it became mandatory, and everything had to be retrofitted from back, you know, previous built, and anything new coming off the production line. So, and that's what it is. It's all about the numbers.
Did you guys see where that cargo freighter hit that bridge up in, I believe it was up in Baltimore?
See the headlines on it. Any more detail?
Knocked the bridge down, the main bridge or whatever, then 5 or 6 cars went into the water. And it looks like it's the main shipping channel getting to the, you know, to the seaport and the offload crane. So I guess they're working on figuring it out.
Is it the Baltimore Bay Bridge tunnel? I mean, that's like I-95.
Well, is it the Francis Scott Key Bridge or something like that?
Yeah, that's the main thoroughfare, I believe. I'll have to look at it and see what they're saying. That's horrible, though.
Bridge out or what?
Yeah, I believe it did. It made it fall down.
That's a mistake.
It's just those guys that, you know, navigate that, they're the harbor pilots. I mean, they're the ones that they do it all the time.
Well, may they lose their job.
He's probably not doing it anymore.
Sorry, Matt, that was me. So that was the initial action just prior to the criminal investigation.
In this day and age, you got to wonder if it was intentional.
Negligent and criminally negligent than intentional. Probably goofing off or incognito, there's no telling. Not paying attention to some parameter you should have been paying attention to, or she.
You got to wonder what the level of security is involved in you know, harbor freight and you know, that shipping industry as a whole, and how those things could possibly be used as weapons, too. It's hard to say.
Ship caught fire.
Accident or fire, too?
I just saw it flash across the TV. I didn't have time to just sit down and watch it. I'll have to look it up this afternoon or this morning when I get to work.
When at the destination, appreciate the ride along. You guys all have a great day. Careful out there. And we'll catch you next time around. It's WW4JT. 73 is gentlemen.
Enjoy working on that closet today. Stay dry. KN4TFW.
Have a good one, 73 KO4 CF.
Have a good day, Matt. 73 KD4 IOX.
Was in the black hole.
Hope you can climb out of it.
It's on a 285.
KO4 CF, USY.
OX clear, QSY.
AWQSY.